Com.
You can bring up anything, and we're launching into hour number one of the program. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site there for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. This is probably breaking news. I don't imagine this has hit any news services or anything like that at this point. But our friend Lauren Canario, who has been in jail for what's looking like, I think, 36 days now, 37 days, somewhere around there. Well over a month.
She's out.
Yes.
I did not know that. I am glad to hear it.
Lauren is, once again, a semi-free person instead of being completely imprisoned. She had gone to jail originally for not showing her papers when she was pulled over for speeding on a New Hampshire state road, again, over a month ago. And then once she had been in jail for a day, they tried to give her her arraignment. And if you know Lauren, then you know that she's not interested in cooperating with the system in any way, shape, or form, which is the reason why she didn't have papers in the first place, because she doesn't want to have to jump through the government's hoops. And I agree with her. I don't think that she should have to. But the government people disagree, and so they put her in a jail cell, and then they tried to bring her to a courtroom the next day in order to give her an arraignment on her charges, which were more than just speeding. It was also driving without a registered vehicle. The car was unregistered in New Hampshire. Also,
had no plates on it, right?
Didn't have any plates. So there was a number of charges. Resisting arrest was another one, which is total bunk, because she doesn't resist. She just doesn't help them. She forces them to essentially carry her from one point to another. So they carried her onto the little paddy wagon that they took her to the courtroom in, but then they refused to remove her from the paddy wagon. They wanted her to voluntarily leave the paddy wagon and go into the courtroom so she could be arraigned, which, again, she is not interested in cooperating with them, so she didn't do that. And at that point, the judge then slapped her with a contempt charge and told her that she was going to be in jail indefinitely until she decided that she wanted to be arraigned. So that's when she went back off to the prison, and they kept coming back to her frequently to ask her if she wanted to be arraigned. She would just, you know, not participate, not essentially ignore them, as I understand it. And so it just continued on and on and on for weeks upon weeks. Of course, protests were building outside of the jail. There are a number of liberty activists here in New Hampshire that came to go out and hold signs and make themselves known. And in fact, the prisoners did notice. They were banging on the windows, holding up Free Lauren signs. Apparently on the inside, the prisoners were singing songs about freeing Lauren and that sort of thing. And so it really did cause quite a commotion inside the prison, the entire situation, because Lauren wasn't forgotten about once she was in there. In fact, people were constantly sending letters and things for her to read and that sort of thing. And the entire time she was in there, she had only sent out two letters. So we were beginning to get concerned that they had removed her letter-writing privileges as well. But at this point, she's out, and I'm sure we're going to try to get her on the show as we, apparently we typically do when she gets out of jail. Lauren usually makes a guest appearance on the program.
Now, I made the prediction that Lauren would be out within 2 weeks, and I was right.
You were right. And according to Dale, one of our listeners said, this is just the most recent information. This happened this afternoon, Lauren getting out. He said the trial lasted about an hour. This is posted over at nhfree.com on the forum. The trial lasted about an hour to an hour and a half.
How'd they get her in the trial?
Many of us, I haven't even read this yet, Mark.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Many of us did not rise when the judge came in, but we did rise when Lauren walked in. I think she was a bit startled at first at the sudden motion, but then she smiled at us. Russell cheered a little bit, and the judge shushed him, and then she knew and said she knew that we were there in support of Lauren, but if we disrupted the courtroom, we'd have to leave. The defense made a good case, I think. He tried hard. I thought he was rock solid fighting the resisting arrest charges, of which there were several somehow. One or two small charges were dismissed, but most were not. I don't remember the exact details of what stuck or not. Perhaps someone else can update that later. When the judge called for a short recess and we did not rise when ordered, as she got up, we got some heated glares from the many officers standing around. Someone grumbled that we should be arrested next time we didn't rise. The judge came back and started handing out judgments for crimes, and the whole thing just happened to add up to the time served,
yep,
which is what we expected to happen. The prosecution pushed for some more stuff. It looked like they were upset because she wasn't punished harshly enough. There was some fuss about booking because Lauren hadn't cooperated, still hadn't cooperated to get booked, which means that, again, non-cooperation for Lauren means she doesn't sign any of their forms. She doesn't, if they want her to give fingerprints, she doesn't assist them with that. She wouldn't resist if they grabbed her arm and physically moved her into whatever position she needed to be in order to give the fingerprints.
She just turns into a rag doll.
Yeah, essentially, yeah. So she doesn't voluntarily give up any of this information. Dale says, my heart kind of sank because I was thinking she still wasn't going to cooperate, which I support her 100%, of course, but I just really wanted her to get out. So the officer started being bossy with her again, and she froze in her tracks, and I said, crap, something's going to happen. But then her lawyer said something and kind of coaxed her and smoothed things out, and she left the courtroom. So then we were still not sure if she'd get out. I asked Jim if she'd cooperate, and he shrugged and said, it depends on how they treat her. So we waited at the pizza place next door while Jim drove back to the station, speculated a while about whether she'd cooperate and get out, and then they showed up, and we all had a nice chat at the pizza place. And then he goes on a few more comments. But so essentially she is out, mm-hmm. and it happened this afternoon. I'm sure we'll get more information. Perhaps some of the people that were there can call in and tell their version of the story. And, of course, as soon as I get a chance and as soon as Lauren gets a chance to go home and get some real sleep, then we'll try to schedule her for the show, maybe Friday or Saturday night or something like that. So good news.
I would say so.
800-259-9231. We continue. Let's go to the phones and talk to Fred in Colorado. Fred, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Oh, okay, great. I'd like for you to please indulge me a bit. I'm going to pretend to be a neoconservative, and I'm going to I'll probably be a bit more coherent than most neoconservatives.
Okay, this will be fun.
Let's pretend that we've
already... Careful, your face might stick like that.
I'm sorry?
Somebody
slaps me in the back, right? let's pretend that we've already been in an argument, and I've already accused you of being liberals and everything else, and you hate America and so forth. And we've gotten to the point where I say, well, if you guys hate the war on terror so much, and if you think it's going so badly, and I'm going to jump into character here in a bit, then how do you explain why we haven't suffered any terrorist attacks since 9/11? It's your turn.
We actually talked about this a few nights ago on the program, and how it's simply just a matter of government. They're not really actually out there stopping the terrorist attacks. It's just a matter of the terrorists, for whatever reason, aren't attacking because mm-hmm. it wouldn't really be that hard to blow things up in America. You just have to build a bomb.
After all, aren't the borders porous, and can't 20 million illegal aliens get across that border?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. See, I'm not a neoconservative, man, right. So I guess I don't know their arguments very well.
So how could a twice wily terrorist possibly be foiled by our border guards when apparently, peasant Mexicans can just come across in droves? Right. I mean, mm-hmm. obviously, if they wanted to get across, get here in America, they could. And I don't think that many...
The hijackers were legal.
Mm-hmm. Many neo-...
Right, the hijackers were legal. Yeah, they were here legally.
Arabia, I might add. Not Iraq.
Right, from one of our allies, yeah.
Yeah, so-called allies. And the other thing, by the way, is before 9/11, we already had the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, and all the other alphabet soup agencies. So what is their answer? They want to create the Department of Homeland Security and the TSA and all these new bureaucracies that are...
Right, and then we already have the Department of Defense. And what does that mean, Department of Defense? If you listen to that literally, if somebody had no idea what the United States even was, and you said, yes, we're a country, and within this country you have something called the Department of Defense, and then later you told them we also have something called the Department of Homeland Security, they would just be completely mystified. Why do you have two?
Yes. So it does sound like the same thing, doesn't it?
Yeah,
because apparently
exactly.
Defense means something different in legalese. See, legalese, they can change the words of things.
Right. And I got stuck listening to my computer was down. And I got stuck listening to the hot air balloon 3 hours a day all week long
Is that right?
on my local AM station.
All the same stuff, yeah.
you know, Rush
Limbaugh. Another good point is that the TSA misses at least 50% of gun knives and bombs that, you know, go through their little, that they test themselves on. So how in the world are they keeping terrorists from blowing up airplanes?
It's tough to role play with us on this one, you know, especially if you can't keep the neocon arguments going. But thanks for the try, man. We appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah, sorry, I couldn't do it, man.
9231. This is Free Talk Live. The arguments of liberty are just that persuasive. Are political uncertainties and a world spinning out of control keeping you from getting the restful sleep your body desperately needs? Researchers now know that insufficient sleep can lead to dangerous health problems, including immune system impairment. But before you reach for addictive pills, listen to this exciting news about a breakthrough in safe and restful sleep. A new product that generates deep sleep is now available and is remarkably simple to use. Just pop the sleep generator in your CD player and hit play. That's it. The new program uses sleep-inducing sounds called binaural beats. These scientifically engineered audio frequencies interact with the human brain in such a way that it almost forces quick, safe, and non-addictive sleep. It's just that simple. Created in a special sound lab in Lima, Peru, it seems to generate restful sleep when nothing else will. So if you're really having trouble falling asleep, go to highspeedsleep.com or call 877-327-0365. Remember, for deep, restful sleep, it's highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I had the best experience with it. It was a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years, and so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 50 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. We've got live streams there. broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Both of them are for free, and they're waiting for you at freetalklive.com. And would you like to pay higher prices for goods and services? Well, you do every time someone doesn't pay their bills. That's one of the many compelling reasons SACL's CAI has been at the cornerstone of collections for more than 35 years. Before you pay higher prices, think whether the business could use some help with their collections to contain costs so they're not passed on to you. Tell them to call the dedicated collections experts at SACL's CAI for a no-cost, no-obligation proposal. SACL's CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL's CAI. All right, so we just got off the phone with a gentleman that started with a good premise to his phone call, and that was that he was going to play the role of neoconservative. And
it's difficult to do that, to do the role playing just in general.
Yeah, it is.
And
it is.
You know, you never know when to start. And
but how do you fight that? I mean, as a neocon, once the liberty people make their point, and it's based out of principle, and it's based out of common sense. You know, you're stuck in the mud.
Well, yeah, unless
you can't
just
go to another talking point.
That's it. You can just choose not to believe what's said.
I always love the one they say, well, if we get out of Iraq, they're going to follow us home and kill us all.
Yeah.
I love that one.
It's absurd.
Yeah.
The idea is nutso.
I mean, what the terrorists say is, we want you out of the Middle East. So if we get out of the Middle East, they're going to follow us over here.
Ludicrous. Yeah. Right, like those guys that allegedly did September 11th were the only terrorists in all of the 300 million people living in this country, that there was only 15 of them or 19 of them or whatever, and that there's nobody else here, and that if there is anybody else here, they're all sitting back watching Iraq, waiting and seeing what happens there before they attack someone in America?
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
And there's this whole, like, cache, this club of terrorists that are over in Iraq, and we're fighting them over there, and if we leave, then they're going to say, let's go get them.
Yeah.
And they're gonna. It's so silly. Like, all the terrorists are there. Have we thought maybe that we're creating more terrorists every day by being over there?
I don't understand why people believe it when they're told that. I mean, it's just so easy to look at and see this is bunk. I mean, why would you just look? Why would someone tell? Why would when someone is told that, would they just accept it?
Because they've heard it so many times on Fox News.
Well, you know, let me step into the role of neocon real quick, and I'll sort of tell you what it's like. As a neocon, I believe that the terrorists hate America. They hate freedom. They hate the democracy we're spreading across the world.
Mm-hmm.
They really hate Christianity in general.
They hate
and
Britney
we're a Christian
Spears,
nation.
And they hate Britney Spears' belly button.
Right. They hate the decadence of the West. All that stuff. They certainly hate pork, and they certainly hate porn. And
now wait, is it because now when you say the West, you mean west of the Atlantic Ocean?
I don't know what West I mean.
Because Switzerland
basically
has
Europe and United States.
What about Switzerland though? Why aren't they blowing up Switzerland? I mean, they have a sort of a similar cultural style.
As a neocon, I don't really pay attention to international politics, but I do pay attention to what the talking Republicans say on the radio, and that is Europe is in fact lousy with Islamic radicals right now, to the point that they're actually soon it will be Eurabia. The Muslims will have taken over Europe, and
oh, I see.
That will show us, won't it, for letting them run unchecked.
But you know what started that was the intervention in Bosnia. When we went in and blew up Bosnia and broke Bosnia, a lot of refugees ended up going up into Europe in the last 5 or 10 years.
Well, Bosnia was essentially the Serbs were coming in and making it difficult to live in Bosnia anyway. I think you probably would have had the refugees. I mean, certainly we got involved. I don't think we should have gotten involved, but I don't think it's us blowing up Bosnia. I think that was more the Serbs blowing up Bosnia, and we were trying to protect Bosnia.
But we stirred up the pot, though, I think. Well, not we, but our government, our military.
It's difficult to second-guess these things of, you know, what's already happened.
But a good point with Switzerland is that in Switzerland, everybody's armed. You know,
yep.
I mean, there's a machine gun in every household. I'd like to see a group of terrorists mess with them.
Well, Switzerland is not offering citizenship, or therefore some of the benefits of citizenship to its, to the Muslims that are coming in. They're making them work essentially as garbage men and, you know, low positions. They're using them as serfs, like we are our illegal aliens. So what the radical terrorists are doing over there in the Middle East is The mullahs are taking the young boys and they're warping their minds to hate America and all the things that it stands for. So that is where the new crop of terrorists is constantly coming from. It's coming from the mullahs, the radical Islamic mullahs. It's not coming from, in fact, America being over there, keeping its dictators in charge and blowing up people in Iraq. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the radical Islamic mullahs. So what we, in fact, have to do...
Hunt them down.
...is we have to grow the... we have to grow the military to the point that we can take over all of the Middle East and bring democracy to all of it and kill all the radical mullahs.
Now, how are you going to pay for that?
We're going to tax your ass. No, what we're going to do is we're going to print more money and...
no neocon would say that.
And put more of your kids in jail. Or no, more, you know, more in a prison of debt in the future.
Mm.
And you know, a neocon likely would say the draft.
Yeah, and those draft winds are still blowing out there. I saw an article about it today. Some Democratic senator was talking about how he believes it's inevitable. He was saying, well, not that I think we should have one, but I believe it's going to happen whether we want one or not. You know? No, it shouldn't happen. It's an awful idea. That's the draft is slavery, but that's a whole other issue. Enough of this role-playing. Let's talk about what else is going on around the world, because we actually haven't touched on Pakistan on this show yet, and it's pretty important what's happening over there. They've declared that the president or whatever has declared a state of emergency, and now apparently Pakistan isn't the only country in the world right now declaring a state of emergency. Georgia, the former Soviet Union state, is also declaring a state of emergency. But first, we should talk about Pakistan.
Didn't California declare a state of emergency with the fires and stuff, too?
I believe
There's
so.
Emergencies everywhere.
California.
I believe so, but I don't think California it was taken quite as, seriously as they did out in Pakistan.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
From Op-Ed News, Justin Finney reporting, President Musharraf's declaration of martial law in Pakistan has engendered two sorts of reactions in the world, mutiny and uproar from the legislative arm within Pakistan and doleful finger wagging from most Western governments, nowhere more so than the U.S. Speaking in front of reporters at a press conference beside the Turkish Prime Minister, President Bush expressed disappointment with President Musharraf's decision. He said, "We expect there'll be elections as soon as possible, and the president should remove his military uniform." But any doubts about the Bush administration's dependence on Musharraf were quickly dispelled, as he said, "We want to continue working with him to
fight
these terrorists."
Hold on, before we go any farther, our president is the commander-in-chief of the armed services.
That's right.
But he wears a civilian uniform. He wears, you know, a suit.
That's right.
So the difference between a coup d'etat leader like this Musharraf, essentially a military leader, and what Bush is proposing, he changes clothes.
Wait a minute. No. That wasn't... Oh, yeah, you're right.
That's what
Bush
said. He said he has to... He should change his clothes. No! What? What kind of answer is that?
He also says, we want to continue working with him to fight these terrorists and extremists. So, apparently, this whole point about them...
But he has to change his clothes first.
Yeah, installing this police state over there, military rule, is not bothering George Bush, almost not even one iota. More on the way about the crackdown in Pakistan and Georgia. This is Free Talk Live.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Discover how affordable it can be to renew your kitchen with Sears. Choose from remodeling your entire kitchen or simply refacing your existing cabinets. Sears has a perfect solution for you and can give you a custom-designed look to match any budget. Count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free in-home design consultation. Call right now to save $500 on the price of your new kitchen. Hurry. Offer ends 12-107. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing and kitchen remodeling from Sears. Call now for your free in-home design consultation and to save $500. Call 1-800-300-8069. That's 1-800-300-8069. 1-800-300-8069. Sears, where it begins.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Live is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where the features are free, updates included. Get signed up. We'll keep you on the list whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the list. That's updates.freetalklive.com to get on it. Updates.freetalklive.com.
Are you having trouble getting the restful sleep your body so desperately needs? Before you reach for addictive pills, try the Sleep Generator. It's a CD that uses scientifically engineered audio frequencies that interact with the human brain in such a way that it almost forces quick, safe, and non-addictive sleep. So if you're really having trouble falling asleep, go to highspeedsleep.com. Remember, for deep, restful sleep, it's highspeedsleep.com.
So
I wanted to say, Ian, I tried the high-speed sleep thing today and had an experience that really surprised me.
Hmm.
Now, I didn't. They had the Sleep Generator CD, and he also sent me a CD called Happiness. It's sort of a meditation type CD or something like that. And I wanted to try it out, and the sort of these waves of euphoria were washing over me.
Wow.
Over maybe a 15-minute period of time. It was difficult for me to step down in the middle of my day. I wanted to go make telephone calls or whatever, but it had an effect on me, and I actually fell asleep and this isn't a sleep CD. I fell asleep within 20 minutes, and my wife's alarm woke me up. And I don't fall asleep without a cigar.
Were you tired, particularly tired?
No, I slept well last night. So
interesting.
It wasn't even about sleep. It just sort of, you know, relaxed me to the point that I drifted off.
Very good. Well, I know you're going to continue experimenting with that, and I've got a copy as well that I've been toying with. I just haven't really had a chance to put it to serious use. More on the way here, 800-259-9231. Your calls, if you make them. We're talking about Pakistan and also the former Russian state of Georgia, or former Soviet Union state, also declaring a state of emergency, as Pakistan has done, not for the same reasons necessarily, but we're reading a story from Op-Ed News about the situation in Pakistan. President Bush's response to it is that they want to keep working together because, Pakistan is essentially one of the United States government's allies, and apparently it doesn't matter what awful things they're over there doing to their own people.
Good word, allies.
They're still partners in our fight against terror.
Mm.
And Bush said, apparently, in addition, according to the article, it's been made clear that cuts in aid are extremely unlikely. He said, this is Robert Gates, the defense secretary. He said, we're reviewing all of our assistance programs, although we're mindful not to do anything that would undermine ongoing counterterrorism efforts. So once again, there's that government doublespeak going on there. There's not a lot of it in there, but we are reviewing the assistance programs. Oh, okay, yeah. So does that mean anything besides the fact that you're reviewing them? No. Does it mean they're going to take any action, make any changes, cut the foreign aid to Pakistan? No. It just means that they're saying something to sort of placate people to say, don't you worry there, Americans. We're reviewing the records. We're reviewing the situation.
You know, if it was Saddam Hussein, we'd rush right in there and establish democracy, wouldn't we?
Well, yeah, Saddam Hussein apparently was a bad man, but this man, who's also doing bad things, as long as he's sanctioned by the United States government, then he's not a bad man, or something like that.
Central America all over again.
Yeah, if he's playing ball with them, reasonably so.
Given the vast majority of arrests in Pakistan since martial law was declared have been lawyers, it's somewhat ambiguous what President Bush means by terrorists and extremists. Of course, Pakistan does have a problem with Islamic extremists who are angry with Musharraf's turnabout since 9/11. Previous to Musharraf's deal with Washington, which for his help in Afghanistan lifted sanctions initially enacted over Pakistan's nuclear defiance and poured in aid, which has totaled almost $11 billion currently, it was a critical supporter to the Taliban. According to a policy paper written by the Cato Institute, quote, leading Pakistani political, military, and religious figures and radical Islamic groups were providing direct support in the form of financial resources and military assistance to the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. So essentially pointing out that the foreign aid the United States government was giving to Pakistan ended up being funneled into the Taliban and Al-Qaeda.
What a surprise.
Yeah.
But yet they are still sending your tax dollars over there.
Hmm.
If Washington's support for Musharraf as he seizes power to forestall a court decision on the legality of his dual power as president and military commander teaches us anything, it's that democracy promotion is an afterthought of U.S. foreign policy. Now, not that that's what I want the United States to be doing. I don't want them going around spreading democracy, which is what they claim to be doing. But it's that what he's pointing out here is that's not what they're doing. That's just what they claim. That's what one of the reasons is they're supposedly over in all these countries invading them and supposedly spreading democracy. But it's clear from their actions and clear from the facts that they could give a flip about that. But what about democracy here at home in the United States? If the Bush administration ever felt desperate enough politically, could it or would it ever arbitrarily declare martial law? A yes answer might not be so far out there, and it would arguably be legal thanks to a rider inserted in the 2007 Defense Authorization Act. Now, this happened last year. The Defense Authorization Act of 2007 was passed, and we talked about this at that time. This adds a little bit of new information, and if you hadn't heard this information then, hearing it now certainly isn't a bad idea. These things are passed every fiscal year, by the way, to authorize appropriations for the Department of Defense. Now, when the 2007 draft was written, amendments were made to the Insurrection Act, which was a bill passed back in the early 1800s, 1807, to give the president the power to deploy troops in the event of an insurrection or rebellion. The main changes made to the Insurrection Act were primarily in one section, Section 333, and here's what they changed. The new revisions revise federal provisions allowing the president to utilize the armed forces in connection with interference with federal and state law to allow the president to employ the armed forces and National Guard, in federal service to restore public order in cases of natural disaster, epidemic, or other public health emergency, terrorist attack or incident, or domestic violence. It requires the president to notify Congress within 14 days, blah, 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 blah. So, in short, where the original Insurrection Act from the 1800s only permitted the declaration of martial law in the face of a rebellion,
mm-hmm.
the new changes allow the president to declare martial law for virtually anything that might be deemed as an emergency. So
dangerous.
Now, if there's a natural disaster, the president can declare martial law. Because of the changes to the Insurrection Act made in the Defense Authorization Act.
I think it's just despicable, you know, from a country that was born out of a rebellion, that we should outlaw rebellion.
Well, yeah, I agree with that too, Mark. But, you know, now it's more than that. Now it's more than just rebellion. It's virtually anything that the president says, this is an emergency. We need the military here. We need the military in the streets, like police, but not police because they're the military, and that's not supposed to be allowed in America. But now it's legal. Interestingly enough, there's also another alarming phrase that was added to the Insurrection Act, which says, whenever the president considers it necessary to use the militia or the armed forces under this chapter, he shall by proclamation immediately order the insurgents or those obstructing the enforcement of the laws to disperse and retire peaceably to their abodes within a limited time. Now, those obstructing the enforcement of the laws could, of course, potentially be interpreted to apply to anyone the administration saw as an obstruction to its policies, like peaceably demonstrating activists or opposition political leaders, etc. So now the president has new broad powers to declare martial law, and unlike Pakistan, a Supreme Court that's in many ways philosophically aligned with the Bush administration, the question is, are there any feasible scenarios under which Bush might declare martial law before his term is up? And there certainly are some possibilities, and he goes on to, you know, speculate on some of the things that could happen. But the point is, virtually anything awful that occurs, again, doesn't even have to be a terrorist attack. A terrorist incident qualifies.
How about a financial collapse?
I imagine so. Again, it's any, let's see, the definition is natural disaster, epidemic, or other public health emergency, terrorist attack or incident, or domestic violence. So, well, I suppose you could maybe put that in under, I guess epidemic doesn't really, it's not a natural disaster either.
It's an incident.
It is an incident, that is true. But is it a terrorist incident? I'm not sure.
No.
Anyway, nonetheless, a terrorist incident could simply be the breaking up of one of these terrorist cells that they've allegedly been breaking up over time. We talked about that last night, how they use these agent provocateurs to go in and scare up people into talking about setting bombs off, and then they bust it and they pat themselves on the back for doing something. That could be an incident. More on the way. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SavvyRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a Silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to LibertyDollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit LibertyDollar.org.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Welcome to our new program, Crash. Are you ready? In the coming weeks, we will focus on alternative economics as well as alternative health and survival topics. We are now in the largest debt bubble in U.S. history. A subset of the debt bubble is the real estate bubble, and I believe we are in the beginning stages of what could be the biggest real estate crash in our nation's history. For crash updates, visit our website at HearOnOnline.com. That's HearOnline.com. HearOnOnline.com. That's HearOnline.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Central CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are totally free. And so enjoy those on us. If you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. So just start your shopping experience there. Everything else is the same. Same old Amazon, same great prices, super saver shipping deals as well. It's all there. Just enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live gets a percentage. That simple. Amazon.freetalklive.com. So Pakistan has a state of emergency where, of course, freedom of speech is being suppressed and all kinds of freedoms are being suppressed. That's what happens when martial law is going on. And the question on the table earlier from this article over at, Op-Ed News, was, could this happen here? Could this happen in America?
Absolutely.
It, not only could it happen, but it would also be legal if it did, because of some of the changes they made to the Insurrection Act last year when they passed the Defense Authorization Act of 2007. I mean, it's all legal. George Bush can now use the flimsiest of excuses to drop military troops on your streets, the streets of your city or your town. Now, a lot of Americans love the military, right? They've got their ribbons on the backs of their cars, support our troops, and all of that. But they've never really had to come face-to-face with any military. I mean, besides their friends or family members who are members of the military, they've never had to come face-to-face with a roadblock operated by military people. That's never happened in our America.
Right. You know, the military's not going along wiping people out in this country.
I just don't see how that will happen in the long run. Maybe for a few weeks or months, but think about this. You have how many active military personnel are Ron Paul supporters, for example?
Mm-hmm.
How long are they going to take bad orders domestically?
That's another good question. There are a lot of Ron Paul supporters out there, though I think most of his military supporters are inactive military supporters. They're
even active.
Retired people.
But even active within the active military, he still has the most donations.
Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. I'd heard it differently, but either way, I'm sure he's got a number of supporters, and hopefully a number of them would say no. But if they're being given bad orders, and some of the military people say no, there's still going to be a number of them that are going to say yes and follow those orders.
Well, maybe at first, but I think when they start to think a little bit and they start to talk amongst themselves, I think you could have a mutiny on your hands.
Maybe so. It's certainly an optimistic way to look at things, Wayne. But, yeah. Nonetheless, the fact is these things could happen here. The legal wrangling that needed to be done in order to legalize it has been done. And so now you're waiting for that hat to drop. You're waiting for some new disaster or some new terrorist strike or whatever incident as it's being described to give them the excuse. And, of course, some people have speculated that it could happen in 2008 and give them an excuse to suspend the elections.
Sure. Yeah, I've heard that before, too.
What happens then? I mean, if that were to happen, just in the land of fantasy here, what would the American people do? What would be your response? 800-259-9231. If all of a sudden, it's Ron Paul keeps gaining momentum in 2008. Momentum. Maybe he even wins the primary, okay? And then middle of summer, end of summer, something occurs, and then President Bush decides this is such an important thing, he's got to declare a state of emergency and only temporarily suspend the elections until we can get this new terrorist problem rooted out. We got new terrorists in the country. We got to find them before we can actually go on with the elections.
Yeah. The other problem with the Ron Paul phenomenon for the people in power is that there was just a straw poll done in New York, which is Giuliani's state, and Ron Paul beat him.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool. I never thought he'd win a straw poll in New York, but he did.
It wasn't a huge win, but it was still a win.
Yes,
he was number one, and Rudy was number two. But what would you do in that case? And what do you think the reaction of most Americans would be to, military troops in the streets, checking people's papers, random checkpoints?
It's hard for me to imagine such a thing. It really is, but at the same time, I think that If something happened that George Bush decided, well, we're not going to be able to have elections and we have to have troops in the streets for some reason or another, that the spin would be on it sufficient that most Americans would continue on with what they were doing.
So they would just live under martial law. You don't think there would be any protests or there would be any real significant opposition?
I don't think that they would consider it martial law.
See, I think it would get really old fast. And then what does that do to the economy? People are struggling enough to pay their mortgages. I mean, what are they going to do? Is the government going to pay their mortgage for them now?
Well, you're assuming that no business would get done. But business is getting done in Iraq right now.
But a lot slower.
That's what the government does. The government slows down productivity in no matter what it does. It doesn't matter if it's putting the military into something or putting a regulation or providing welfare to little old ladies or whatever it's doing. And the government makes it difficult to do business.
And you know what? I mean, just look at the way these states of emergency are being carried out in Pakistan and Georgia, which we've yet to talk about. But they go in and they shut down anywhere that might possibly generate some level of dissent. So if there were to be a state of emergency declared in America, they could very well go in and start crushing dissent at the same time as well. I think inevitably there would be groups that would stand out in protest and say, hey, this is martial law. This isn't right. This is America. This stuff's not supposed to happen.
Those people would be liberals, radical liberals.
Well, that's how they'd be labeled. And then, again, as I mentioned before, the Insurrection Act was modified to say that now the president, whenever he considers it necessary, there's that word again. You see it everywhere with government. Oh, well, your liberties, they're good and everything, but it's necessary to take them away for a little while. Don't worry, citizen. You'll get them back. So whenever he considers it necessary, he can, by proclamation, order insurgents or those obstructing the enforcement of the laws to disperse and retire peaceably to their abodes. So that means that he's going to give them an order to go away. Look here, you angry, thronging mob that's protesting this military police state. You're time to go home.
Time to go to bed.
Okay, you've got another 20 minutes, and then we're going to arrest you. Because once he's given the proclamation and given them the opportunity to go home, if they don't obey and walk away, turn around, drop the protest, and go home, go back to their lives, then they're going to end up in a jail cell. So, again, all of the legal mechanisms are in place to allow this to happen here, believe it or not. So what would it look like? Well, let's look to Georgia. Not that the United States is Georgia, but, you know, look at the different examples around the world of how these things are carried out. U.S. allied President Mikhail Saakashvili declared a state of emergency Wednesday in the capital of Georgia, that's today, where 6 days of demonstrations have fueled a worsening crisis. The president has blamed Russia for fomenting the unrest in this former Soviet Union nation. His prime minister, Zurab Nogadeli, said in a televised statement there had been an effort to overthrow the pro-Western government. He said, an attempt to conduct a coup was made, and we had to react to that. Now, are they just claiming that there was an attempt? Or was there actually some real attempt? I wonder about that. The emergency declaration will, quote, temporarily ban demonstrations and protests and calls in the media for violence and the ouster of the government by force, said the prime minister. He said the presidential decree would be submitted to parliament for approval within the next 2 days as required by the constitution, though in Pakistan they apparently don't even have the constitution now. They've suspended that. Down there, riot police in Georgia earlier used tear gas and water cannons to break up demonstrations before bursting into the offices of a pro-opposition television station that went off the air moments later. Georgia's Imedi television station describes itself as independent, but is seen as a key opposition mouthpiece by authorities. Gee, there aren't any radio or television shows in America that might be considered opposition mouthpieces. It's carried statements by opposition leaders and broadcast footage of police breaking up protests on Wednesday. More than 100 people were hospitalized after police drove opposition demonstrators from two protests in the capital, and police used truncheons on some protesters and rubber bullets at one demonstration. The iMedia announcer said on the air before the station went off, "Riot police are here. Something horrible is going on." And they took them off the air. Now, the Interior Ministry said it will put out a statement on the situation later. According to one of their spokesbureaucrats, journalists are not in danger. They will be allowed to go home. So, as long as you shut your mouth, turn off your cameras, flip off your microphones, we're going to let you go home.
You'll live.
Mm-hmm. The former foreign minister, who's now an opposition leader, said she was inside the TV station's headquarters when more than 100 police broke into the building and took control. The demonstrations in the capital city have created the gravest challenge for the president since he was propelled to power in the 2003 Rose Revolution mass protests. He said in a televised address that Russian spy agencies were behind the protests and that three Russian diplomats were being expelled because of espionage activities. So, the government is making allegations that another government has come in and, you know, it's essentially the Russian CIA, whatever that is, has come in and tried to stir things up. And that's the excuse for the state of emergency. Sorry, no more TV, no more radio. Everything's going to be completely government controlled. Nope, you can't have any more demonstrations. We'll let you know when you can start doing that again. Trust us. It'll all come back.
Free press is just too dangerous.
Yep, more on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
America.